Ryan Dempster.
There's
a 1-1 to Freeman.
Oh, he caught it right into the palm of Dempster's glove.
Ooh,
that is a little smile there from Dempster.
What would Harry say right now about this win?
Well, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of champagne in here. I haven't seen this much champagne since my wedding. We had a party just like this. It was phenomenal. Go, go!
That was outstanding.
Ryan Dempster joins me now. Good morning, Mr. Dempster. By the way, I'm all choked up. I'm all choked up. I'm sorry you couldn't be there last week when Harry came back to do the anthem. Man, it was great.
Oh, I heard he was out having a good time with the fans and having a few ice cold butts around the stadium. And yeah, I caught a little bit of the highlights. Looks like he was enjoying himself.
When it's this hot out, is it better to play baseball as opposed to in April when it's 30 degrees?
Well, for a hitter, yes. For a pitcher, no. I always enjoyed, especially coming from Canada, where, pretty much any weather that you could actually get outside and play in was fine with me. So I always enjoyed the cold weather because hitters' hands don't like being torn up by that inside fastball. But when it's warm like this, the ball's flying, and it is. It's a great time. You get loose really fast. You don't really have to worry about being loose for the game. So I know those hitters are enjoying the nice, warm Chicago weather right now, and the ball's carrying and ask Anthony Rizzo.
But the worst thing to be is a position player with a slow guy on the mound, a guy that takes a week and a half between pitches. Who's the slowest guy you ever worked with?
Slowest guy, probably Matt Clement. I mean, he was Steve Traxel-esque.
Oh, man, I never saw anybody as slow as Traxel.
It was incredible. It was actually amazing that guys didn't just actually fall asleep in their position.
Hey, guys, do guys ever complain about it in game? They go, dude, you're killing me. It's 115 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Like I remember a teammate of mine in Florida, Kevin Millar, who's gone on to huge things hosting Intentional Talk now. He would actually, if a pitcher was slow, not in between innings, he was playing first base, he would actually yell, hurry up, throw the ball. I mean, it was pretty comical, but it was true. It's like, you always say defenses, they need that, right? They need the more you keep your guys on the toes and things like that, the better plays they're going to make, and you don't want them falling asleep out there. You got to work quick. And I think, you look at our rotation, we got guys who do that. They all work quick. I mean, Lackey, all he wants to do is get back on the mound and have you put down the number one and throw the fastball. So, the guys in our rotation work really fast.
Well, there's everybody at the highest level of teaching golf will tell you don't have to concentrate for 4 hours. You got to concentrate for 15 or 30 seconds at a time. And the same thing goes for a position player in baseball. Once a pitcher locks in and goes for the pitch, and it's a great thing for little leaguers to watch too, Demps. You see the infielders, they take the gloves off, or the outfielders, they get into position, but they do it right at the moment they need to focus, and that's how you stay locked in, I would guess, right?
No, 100%. I think it's actually the total statistic number-wise during a Major League Baseball game that I think your average Major League Baseball game, I think it's 8 minutes, is the actual amount of time that you're focused on each individual pitch. And I think, it's funny because something so small, 8 minutes in the grand scheme of things isn't very much, and somehow guys do take pitches off, they forget. But the real good guys, our team's incredible about it. I've been preaching to my son to watch these guys. He's 10 now, and the coaches are constantly telling them, hey, be ready positions, and you watch these guys. It's every time right before the pitch, they're ready position because, you can sit there and sometimes get caught up and, oh, it's 3-0, he's not swinging here, and all it takes is one time to get caught off guard and you lose a game because of that. You just be ready right there in that moment. And I think, when kids are at a ballpark, sometimes somebody takes their son or their daughter to the game and we're watching all these different things or we're looking for the home run. I always try to tell my son, hey, watch Ben Zobrist right here. Watch every pitch right before when he gets ready. The best I ever saw it at Dustin Pedroia in Boston. Absolutely incredible. His ready position every single time was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a great tip, though. Look away from the ball. Watch what everybody else is doing.
Yep. Ryan, what's your take on the deal the Cubs made yesterday to acquire pitcher Mike Montgomery from the Mariners?
Oh, I love it. I mean, you know, hey, everybody talks about Andrew Miller and Aroldis Chapman and all these different left-handed relievers out there, and Will Smith from the Brewers. This kid out of Seattle, he's got electric stuff. Sometimes when you're pitching or playing up in the Pacific Northwest, people forget about you, and I think he's got the type of stuff that down the road can play like an Andrew Miller and play like these guys. So I think, you know, it's a great move without having to get rid of, you know, let's face it, if anybody wants Andrew Miller from the Yankees, you're going to have to give up a whole bunch to get him, and not taking anything away from Vogelbach. I mean, he's, you know, a tremendous young hitter. He can absolutely mash right-handed hitting, but, you know, where does he play with us? We already got trying to figure out space of where to put guys like Kyle Schwarber when he comes back. So I think it's a great move. I think it really helps our bullpen and the future of our team. You got a guy that's controllable until, like, 2021, a really kind of under the radar move that's going to pay huge dividends for us for sure.
How delicate is the balance when you've got a team that's 20 games over 500 and has been in first place since opening day, and now you got the trading deadline a little under 2 weeks away? Just trying to maintain what you have going, improve it, but not do anything that might somehow disrupt the chemistry in the clubhouse.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a concern for sure. A tough balance, you know. It's got to be the right fit. I think Joe Maddon said that. It's got to be the right fit. And I think, I've been on teams. Hey, man, we had great chemistry with Boston Red Sox in 2013 when we won the World Series. And we go out and make a trade for Jake Beebe. And ultimately, that move right there pushed me to the bullpen for the end of the season. But you know what? When you're about the right things, and that's going out there for the right reasons, and that's to win a championship, guys in that locker room are going to do whatever is asked of them. You see it on a day-to-day basis where they go play multiple positions. I think it's about winning, and that's all that matters to them. So if you get a guy that can help you win ball games, everybody's going to fall in line. And Theo and Jed and everybody there, the guys in charge of making those decisions know that. They've put together an incredible ball club already. And any move that's made is just going to enhance that and make the ball club even better going forward.
Well, let's go. But first, BGM for a second of the White Sox. Are you buying or selling at the trade deadline?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I looked at it, and it's so hard nowadays to sell, because with the extra wild card, if you can get hot in September and start playing good baseball down the stretch, they have the pieces there, but you also got to think about the future of that ball club. I give myself another week here, 10 days. I mean, you don't really have 10 days. You got a week left to really make that decision. But if things don't, you know, if you don't get on a 6-1 roll, I mean, you're chasing a bunch of teams in front of you. You know, dumping guys, maybe a Quintana versus, you know, I'm not trading a Chris Sale. That contract and that kind of pitching, I also want to win next year. So if you can get some pieces that really help you, I think you're either one or the other. Listen, you're either all in or you're all out. So we're either completely rebuilding, or we're coming to the fact that we're going to compete for the rest of the year and try and get there. And if that doesn't work out, that we're going to be loaded for next year.
Very strong political answer by the next president of the United States, Ryan Dempster.
Thanks for that.
Let's go to the seventh inning stretch. Thanks, Debs.
Let me hear you loud! A one! A two! A three! Take me out to the ball game.
There's something wrong with him. Back with Andre live in Cleveland next on 720 WGN.